To stick for our warrior. I will stick up for the Warriors.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper says the president ordered him to allow Gallagher to retire as a SEAL on his current rank. Navy Secretary Richard Spencer was ousted by Esper over the way the case was handled.
Good.
The House impeachment investigation of President Trump is moving forward.
House Intelligence Committee Chairman Democrat Adam Schiff says the panel is now preparing a report summarizing evidence that is found in an impeachment inquiry and will transmit that report to the Judiciary Committee soon after Congress returns from a Thanksgiving recess.
Uh-huh.
The Judiciary Committee is responsible for drafting articles of impeachment or taking other action.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. America is listening to Fox News.
Hey, guess what, gang? It's Christmas, the month from today. So let's get festive with one of our all-time favorites.
What a delightful gift idea. Magical shorts that disappear.
Buy a love from this Noel, the kind of gift he can't resell, because it kind of smells as someone else has tried it on.
You could be dancing cheek to cheek.
Thong.
Wiggle the string, play hide and seek.
By your workmate or your boss, the proctologic dental floss that really puts a hair across his astronomical thong.
We have a lot of cars on the interstate, I-65 and 85, especially through the interchange downtown. We have that afternoon slowdown on I-85 merging northbound to 65, starting at about South Union Street up to the merge. We also have a disabled vehicle reported on I-85 between Perry Hill and the Eastern Boulevard that's causing a slight backup. Watch out for that. The boulevard is very busy, and we still have two accidents. We're thinking both of these should be in the cleanup phase. days now, Atlanta Highway in front of Krispy Kreme and also Atlanta Highway at Taylor Road. But use caution in those areas just in case officers are still on the scene, all right? Busy, busy out there. Be careful on your ride home this afternoon and keep it right here. We will keep you updated. The Toyotathon is going on at Reinhardt Toyota with special year-end clearance pricing. No payments until after Christmas on some models. Don't you miss the Toyotathon now at Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
It sounds simple, and you hear it often, but if you enjoy holiday cheer in the form of alcohol, please don't drink and drive. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
I'll have another traffic update in about 3 minutes. I did check 85, and this morning during the rush hour, it seemed really light. I think a lot of people are off this whole week. Are the schools
teachers
closed?
Teachers are off.
When did this start? This didn't happen when I had to go to school as a kid.
Yeah, we got 2 days off, Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, that was it. Walked uphill both ways, too, through heavy snow.
They get a Thanksgiving break.
I guess so.
They do.
What's the word break? You're going to school, you're learning how to diagram a frickin' sentence.
Stand in line.
You need a break from that? I need a break. I need a break from the news. I need a break from Humpty Dumpty, Brian Stelter, and the rest of that crew that's trying to destroy the country. Screw all of them. This is unknown.
Sir.
Yes.
First of all, honor to the fallen sheriff of Lowndes County.
What?
Honor to the fallen sheriff of Lowndes County, Alabama.
What about it?
I'm giving him honors for his duty.
Yeah, we know. We've been talking about that.
Second of all, your comments in between what happened with the Navy SEAL. Sir, we fight and
Don't call this show. If you hear that voice, I don't want him on the air. Call somebody else that cares about your crap. Well, at least I threw it at the wall and not at Seth.
Hey, man.
Thank you.
Target.
You are so filled with hate. Take it somewhere else. You're not welcome here.
Play the happy music.
And learn how to speak in a clear and coherent manner. Like I do. God. You know, I think I'll wait a minute on this censored Mr. Rogers clip that was just sent to me. Because I don't want some. What are you doing that to Mr. Rogers for? That'll be next. Look, here's the deal on the Navy SEAL. Trump is the commander in chief. Our service people, during the entire 8 miserable freaking years of Barack Obama's incompetent, inept, weak-kneed leadership, were put into dangerous situations with their hands tied behind their backs. You know where Trump is today? Dover, Delaware, greeting 2 fallen heroes. He's the commander-in-chief, and I don't care if you're an admiral or an ensign or you're swabbing a deck. If Trump tells you to go in counterclockwise circles when you swab the deck, you do what he tells you to do. He's the commander-in-chief. It's in the Constitution. And until the left finishes ripping it up, that's the way it is. And you're not going to change my mind.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated fall real estate market report for the River Region. So far this year, the MLS has reported over 4,300 closings of residential properties. The average sales price for these sales was $180,000. So far this year, 50% of these sales took place in the first 60 days of a house on a market. There is a lack of supply of homes for sale in the 120 to 180 price range because this is a first-time homebuyer price range. So houses sell faster in these price ranges. This shows that a better economy and lower unemployment leads to increased sales for the River Region. This also allows sellers in these price ranges to find a new home without worrying about selling their present home. Here at the Goodson Group, we specialize in selling existing homes in these price ranges and being able to market them for sale effectively. For an updated market report on your home, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
It's the Thanksgiving week sale going on now through Sunday at Southern Homes and Gardens. Shop Black Friday prices all week long on holiday favorites like 50% off selected Christmas ornaments, decor, and pre-wrapped gifts. 50% off all undecorated pre-lit lifelike Christmas trees, wreaths, and garland. Plus, shop unique gifts for everyone on your Christmas list, including jewelry, purses and totes, kids' toys and books, guide gifts, and more. Shop Black Friday prices now during the Thanksgiving week sale at Southern Homes and Gardens Vaughn Road.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. A memorial is planned this evening for Lowndes County Sheriff Big John Williams. Williams was shot and killed Saturday night outside a convenience store in Hayneville. 18-year-old William Chase Johnson, who's charged with the sheriff's murder, made his first court appearance today. Lee County's district attorney says they have good reason to believe human remains found on a road belong to missing 19-year-old Anaya Blanchard. Lee County DA Brandon Hughes said Monday that the remains were found on County Road 2 in neighboring Macon County near New Hope Baptist Church. Police have charged two men with kidnapping in the case. Anaya Blanchard was last seen October 23rd in Auburn. And Alabama researchers are studying new ways to recycle plastics. Troy University says its recently established Center for Material and Manufacturing Sciences has received a $2.7 million grant to look at new methods of recycling plastic waste. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. As we look ahead to the rest of this Thanksgiving week, there's always seems to be at least one storm system involved. And this week, that will arrive on Tuesday night. Our forecast for tonight, mostly clear, not as cold as last night, the overnight low 43. Tomorrow is a comfortable day, high of 73. Much of the day is dry, slight chance of an isolated shower somewhere. Otherwise, showers and maybe some thunderstorms begin Tuesday night into the first half of the day Wednesday. That's Thanksgiving Eve. High temperature Wednesday up to about 73. And then the holiday forecast, Thanksgiving Thursday, a partly cloudy day, high up to about 66. That looks pretty good. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, traveling for Thanksgiving, man, I knew I should have driven all to see my stupid cousins drink and watch some football. Guy next to me on his cell phone keeps poking me with his elbow. Knees are smashed, my back is hurting just to see my family and eat turkey. I never should have left my house. The plane needs work, so we're still on the ground. I ain't going home for the holidays. It sucks to fly. I'm getting jammed on a plane.
I'm so glad to be staying right here in my hometown of Montgomery, Alabama, this weekend, and having some friends over, and not being jammed on a plane. Used to love to fly, but now that they've reduced the leg room to about 6 inches, if that, who wants to be stuffed into a plane? This week, This will be the story probably on Thursday and Saturday or Sunday. Big swaths of the country are going to have really bad weather. So a lot of people are going to be stuck. Every year we see the same thing. Thousands of people stuck at an airport, sleeping on their luggage.
It's terrible.
Celebrate Thanksgiving at a convenient time. That's what I say. Here's Legal Eagle and Local Heartthrob, Chad.
Man, that parody song was a real turkey.
Yes, it was. say hi to the Lacombs. They're here visiting with us today.
Hi to the Lacombs.
Hey, man, how are you?
Hello.
I'm well. How about yourself?
Man, we are fantastic. We're in the studio. We're actually giving a little mic time here.
Guys. They got to watch a full-blown meltdown.
Yes.
And I threw something, and what else did I do?
Man. You gave him the full 25 center, huh?
I don't plan these things.
Right.
I was
They're
triggered.
They're not planned.
No.
Yeah. Well, you know, you saw Biden announce his four potential female running mates today.
Oh, he's got four chicks, huh?
Yeah, I didn't read them all, but
I'll bet Hunter vetted them for him.
I bet they all use really good conditioner.
They're all. Well, one of them is Stacey Abrams, you know.
My God. But, that woman is still running around. I should have been the governor. No! Well, you didn't win the election! Well, it wasn't fraud! Nobody was blocked from voting! You lost! Get over it! These idiots have a problem with accepting reality. Good Lord.
But we can have a great commercial against them. Stacey Abrams is not qualified to be vice president while she's still the governor of Georgia.
That's true.
You can't hold two offices at once.
That is the sorriest woman in politics, right?
But is she not the perfect demonstration of the Trump derangement leftist out of touch mentality?
Yeah.
I mean, I've never seen
Let's
somebody...
do more impeachment. Let's. I'm supposed to be the governor and voter suppression. Voter suppression, show me one example of anybody that was oppressed.
Well, you know, I do some of that work for a living, and they had actually record turnout of voters on both sides.
Because they didn't want to elect her fat ass as the governor. How do you like that? Yeah, I said it. Go on a diet.
Wow. Three rants in one day. You guys, y'all got the 75
cents. Get the trifecta.
That's the trifecta. That's right.
No doubt about it, man. The triple Lundy. I will say this, though. It sounds to me like the Dems are getting cold feet about impeachment votes.
They're so stupid. They're so dense. They just deserve each other.
Well, the word is they have 218, but they don't want to do it with just 218 votes. But if you end up having 20 or 25 Democrats vote against impeachment, that's going to look mighty bad for the Democrats. It already looks bad for them. They're really in a bad situation right now.
All of their own making. They have done nothing in Congress except promote hoaxes.
All in their making and all predictable. So, anyway, you guys have a good one. Hey, Greg, I don't want to be responsible for raising your blood pressure too much. I do hope you have a fantastic Thanksgiving. I'm sure we'll talk before then.
Yeah, that'd be great. We're going to be doing Christmas music. Real Christmas music is requested by listeners Wednesday afternoon.
Good. Just don't play that stupid John Lennon song.
Oh, you mean the Prayer for Socialism? Yeah.
The depressing socialism Christmas song.
No, we have... I do have a parody of it, though.
Oh, that would be okay. Yeah. I think you can leave that one out and George Michael's Last Christmas and some of those
No. I'm not talking about crap. For Christmas, yeah. I'm talking about really
the real Christmas,
high quality stuff. Because people will be getting their Thanksgiving dinners ready and decorating their homes, and I want to create a soundtrack that's compatible with that.
Chestnuts roasting by the open fire.
Yeah, the stuff I grew up with, like Mel Torme and mm-hmm. Bing Crosby, and you can throw some Carpenters in there. I like them a lot. So the whole deal. So,
there you go.
Y'all have a great one.
Thanks.
Yeah, actually, the. Parody song for Lennon, So This Is Christmas, is actually about Friday. So I don't have one that'll work. Wait a minute. Hang on a second. This is for after Christmas.
So this is Christmas, and what have I done? Soon the month will be over, and all those bills will come.
But it's much too early for that. But it's hard to believe that Christmas is a month from today, huh?
And you made it snow when you threw that and all the paper came down.
Wasn't that festive?
It was. I wanted to roll around in it.
I didn't even know what folder I threw. The most important one. Copy. Threw the ad copy at the wall. I had to throw it somewhere. At least nobody was hurt.
Yes.
And names will be withheld to protect the innocent. So what are the Lacombs doing for Thanksgiving? In town, out of town?
We're here. We're staying put, yeah. You know, we got a lot of family still back in Louisiana, but we're gonna sit tight and just maybe...
relax.
Yeah, maybe do some Chinese food or something like that.
You know, that's what a lot of folks do in South Florida, especially on Christmas,
sure.
Because the Chinese restaurants...
Always open.
And the delis are the places that stay open.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of people, even after a big meal, who still want something later in. Pizza, too, I think you can get... on Christmas night. I don't know about Christmas Eve. But yeah, why not? You know, have it your way. That's what I say.
Exactly.
We've already cooked 16 turkeys this season, so we're turkey to house.
16?
What? Did, yeah. Yeah.
On Saturday.
Yeah, we are actually team leads for our church. So we partnered with a local Trafficking Hope.
Chapter
here, and we fed all their victims. There's about 200 folks we fed
year.
We did a full-on turkey, smoked turkeys, all the trimmings, and just loved on them, fed them real good this year. So
our
Thanksgiving,
we're turkeyed out.
Yes, we're turkeyed out. That's hence the
understandably
the
so, but that is good
awesome.
For you.
Yeah, it was really cool. Yeah, thank you.
See what I mean? The caliber of people that listen to this show. I'm the
absolutely.
Only one that sucks. I am a.
No, you don't suck, dude.
No way, man.
No way. No
My
way.
Role model would never suck.
Oh, hey. Your role model?
Yeah, see?
You've got a career in front of you there, pal.
Hey, man, something.
Gosh, lots of nice scores on that roll call. That was an hour ago, but thanks to James and Michael and Chris and others who cared enough to love. It is 5:23. We're going to check. By the way, Brant will be back with us tomorrow, but just so you know, the Trump economy had another banner day with more new highs set. The Dow finished up over 28,000 at 28,066. And the S&P, which just less than 2 months ago was under 3,000, is now at 3,133. And that's those are both really, really good days. And generally speaking, a lot of that's being driven by consumer confidence, big Christmas spending, and optimism. It's great to be optimistic. Does anybody remember when we weren't that way, when we were pinching our pennies and afraid to spend because we didn't know what crackpot idea was going to be coming, you know, down from the White House?
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you, douchebag.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic with a look at the roads for you on this Monday afternoon. We are very busy on Federal Drive over to Congressman Dickinson and then on 231 up to Wetumpka. Heavy traffic there. Also on Atlanta Highway out from downtown. We had two accidents earlier on Atlanta Highway. One in front of the Krispy Kreme store out at the Eastern Boulevard and one at Taylor Road in Atlanta Highway. Those should be out of your way, but use caution. We are very busy on I-65 and 85 through downtown. The 85 to 65 merge is a little slow. All the other merges are doing fine. And Eastern Boulevard and East South Boulevard are very heavy this afternoon. Please use caution wherever you are. We have no real accidents to report. No new ones at this time anyway. Enjoy a day of shopping at Premier Place and then great eating at Poblano's, King Buffet, and Sweet Frog Frozen Yogurt. Premier Place Shopping Center, another great McClinton & Company development for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Holiday traffic can be hectic and sometimes dangerous. If something happens to you, call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
How would you like to win a Ford Mustang and a share of $40,000 cash? Then come hang out under the mistletoe at Wind Creek Montgomery. Because this December, we're giving away four Ford Mustangs in our Mustangs and Mistletoe giveaway. You can earn entries now through December 27th and double entries on Christmas Day. Then every Friday in December, starting at 8 p.m., you can win cash or drive into the holidays in a brand new Mustang. It's Mustangs and Mistletoe, only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
pre-Thanksgiving blowout of margaritas is on. Never before. It ends Wednesday night. That's it. Before Thanksgiving, we have Bolo bracelets, Diamond of the Art bracelets, $149. Normally, tons more money. Diamond by the Art necklaces, $199. Floating diamond pearl necklaces, $99. No, forget about that. $49. Pearl studs, $29. Diamonds, 60% off. All watches, 49%. Everything has a blowout price. Everything. Everything's available on layaway till Christmas. Everything 14 karat. Never done this before. Come see us at Marguerite's.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hearts on the cocktail seem to flow. Gin, tankery, more Chardonnay. Christmas is here, drinking the cheer. Ice cubes are cold, walk where the cold. Don't be a dink, watch what you drink. Don't be a jerk, don't pop the cork. Don't take the wheel, don't be a heel. Don't grab the stick, don't be a... Don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive. Don't let your buddy Budweiser in the car be a bud. Don't drink and drive. If you think you've had a few too many, grab a booth and sober up at Denny's. Don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive. Heart pumping up, tails seem to blow. Don't drive away, don't swear the plate. Christmas is near, drinking the cheer. Ice cubes are cold, more grab a gold. Don't take the wheel, don't be a heel, don't grab the stick, don't be a... Don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive. Have Shirley Temple drive, you'll get home alive, she's a friend that won't drink and drive. If you drink gin fizzies like the fishes, you will land your britches in the dishes. Don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't take the wheel.
It is 5:28 on News Talk 93.1 FM. From my light to you, right to your left as you're listening, Rosie, Seth Spotlow, and the Lacombs. You know what that reminds me of when the Lacombs are here? It reminds me of Naked Gun 2.5.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the guy that plays the bad guy in that? It's not Ricardo Montalban. That's the first one. Robert Goulet.
Yep.
All right, so he is laying out his evil plan at their conference table, and he's introducing, it's very funny, these different things that they're going to do to alter the course of energy, right? Because they want fossil fuels and all that. So he's the evil head of an oil company, and in the course of showing off this solar-powered Corvette and all this ridiculous stuff, and he brings in a couple. Should make it a conundrum. What's the... And the Lacombs, who are visiting from somewhere. It has nothing to do with the plot of the movie. They just like two tourists who walk in. And that's what comes to mind. God, that was a long story.
That's totally worth it.
That's my gift. Anybody that can tell us... It would take him 15 seconds to tell that story. It takes me a minute and a half because I just don't know when to shut up. At 5:30. So the Lacombs are going to be traveling to San Francisco.
Yes.
Yes.
Poop Baroni, the San Francisco tree. Yeah. I used to love going there when flying was fun. I could call up one of my hot friends at Eastern Airlines, say, "Can get me upgraded to first?"
Yeah.
And off I go.
Hope you guys get your shots.
Yeah, indeed.
Yes.
Yeah, the vaccine.
Well, this is what I would love to hear from you after you make this journey, because sure. All over the weekend, another story about how the pooping in the street up that's progressive politics.
Right.
People crapping in the streets. That's what we did in the 1850s when we threw our stuff out a window in a pot. And then people wonder why cholera and all these other health epidemics would break out. They're going backwards out mm-hmm. there. And then they got these massive, horrible tent cities in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
And they're bringing back whooping cough and TB and every other. That's our future if we go in California's direction.
That's right.
But I will be interested to see, because I used to pretty much stay, I used to stay at the Embarcadero Hyatt. Is everybody impressed? Actually, it's a nice hotel, and it's perfectly situated because it's right at a cable car terminus. So you can walk out the door and get on a cable car and, nice. And do that. I'm just wondering where all this is going on in San Francisco. Is it downtown? Are they really letting people... You know, a lot of businesses have put giant boulders out in front so that the homeless can't fall asleep there because they're so afraid to hurt somebody's feelings. Like, yeah. Get off your ass and get a job. Mm-hmm. Do something. Here's a shovel and a hose. Go clean up all that crap on the street. Yeah. So to see where this is going on or if they've confined it to an area where tourists aren't inclined to go.
Yeah, kind of like, you know, L.A. has their Skid Row area there. Does San Francisco kind of have something comparable? And is that where all this shenanigans is going on? You know?
Well, you know, here's the thing. They basically priced everybody out of the
city.
That's
right. That's right.
Because the big tech is out there, mm-hmm. and you know those are great paying jobs. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I think a lot of this is just like Nancy Pelosi. I'm going to have a prayerful moment about impeaching the president, and then I'm going to crap in the street. That's her district.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, woman, what's going on? You're so busy pushing a hoax that you've got people that are creating an enormous health hazard.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to the fact that it's unsightly and not pleasing to the appetite.
Mm-hmm.
There's a picture that went around right in front of a restaurant with a garden front, you know, where people could dine out in front.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time, San Francisco's a place you can do that. And there's a guy, you know, with his drawers halfway down.
Oh, my.
If that's progress, well, that's just ridiculous.
Right. Yeah.
And you have a son out there?
We do. Our oldest works for Tesla out there. He's just kind of outside of Palo Alto in a little town called Foster City. So, you know, it's kind of like a suburb, but we're going to do some scouting. We're going to go downtown to San Fran itself and see really what's out there. You know, see about the whole Full House, you know, from the show. We'll check that out. You know,
you'll be on a mission.
Yeah, but we will come back with some commentary.
I would love that. When is this going to be, approximately?
February the 29th is when he is getting married.
How about that?
Such dorky kids, but it's
no, you know what? He's smart. Only has to buy an anniversary gift every 4 years.
That's awesome. Well played, sir.
Right. Yeah, all right.
Well done. And certainly something, but I get a feeling that a lot of the big tech and these people that are making all this money, they're too smart to be that stupid.
I agree. Yeah.
But they're so trapped in the industry of virtue signaling. That's all this is. What was the story I got all crazy about? Hang on a sec. I have to look it up. Well, here's progressive politics. Black students at Syracuse University are demanding segregation. Yes, they won't feel comfortable rooming with whites, and they've made a big thing out of it at Syracuse University. Pardon me, I thought the goal was for all of us to get along and find out that, you know, we can live together under the same roof. Instead, we're going backwards. This is all progressive politics, mm-hmm. and the horrible results.
They're going to find out the hard way that everybody can be terrible.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
They're going to find out the hard way.
Yeah. Creeps come in all
yep.
colors, all 32 sexes and genders.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's another letters. One. I've had a lot, quite a bit. I've had 22 shares and 65 reactions to the story about Santa should now be a female or gender neutral. Really, if you've got a problem with that, you need mental health. Yeah. San Francisco Claus.
You may have coined something right there, Grimes.
Yeah. I better talk about John Lee Paints before I forget how to say their name. Do you have that? There's always something to be thankful for. That's what it says going northbound, because I went to Food Outlet yesterday and I go right past. John Lee Paints, if you want to throw a fresh coat on a room or your exterior to spruce your home up for holiday guests, hey, even for yourself, I mean, you live there.
It's always nice to see a beautifully painted room or exterior. John Lee paints, they carry Richards, which is great for indoors. They can mix that too. In fact, they can color consult you if you bring in photos and you're not sure what color to go with to be compatible with your furniture. Well, they've got expertise there that can help you make those decisions. You're never too old to dream a new dream.
That's right.
Yeah.
And look at me. Look at me. So I'm still dreaming new dreams.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah, there you go. That's very inspirational. At John Lee, they also carry their own brand now, introduced this year, called Solar Proof, which is built to withstand the elements of Alabama, the intense heat, the humidity, the rain, all of it. It is resistant to mildew and other things that can make outdoor paint look unsightly. So visit with Charles Bubba Turner and that great team there. They can answer all your questions, advise you on the patch holes. You need any questions, a good question, when it comes to your time and effort. At John Lee Paints, 34 Coliseum Boulevard, just north of Atlanta Highway. Speaking of Atlanta Highway, let's see how things are moving.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have very heavy traffic right now on I-85 and 65 through downtown Montgomery. I-85 to 65 northbound is slow moving from about South Court Street through the merge. I-65 north and southbound, we have extremely heavy traffic from the merge all the way to about Ann Street. It's moving along, but please be careful. One little mistake could make a bad afternoon for a lot of folks. Well, on the Eastern Boulevard from Atlanta Highway over to the Wetumpka Highway, extremely heavy traffic there. Atlanta Highway is busy outbound. Also, the East and East South Boulevards are very heavy. Norman Bridge Road outbound to the Boulevard, very heavy traffic right now. Please be careful everywhere. We have no accidents to report at this time. During the month of November, Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter is saying no to down payments, no to payments for 90 days, and no hassle buying. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Before traveling for the holidays, have a plan of who to call should something go wrong. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living, and we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Guardian.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-757.
Pecans, pecans, pecans. Sweet Creek Farm Market has the largest selection of local pecans and pecan products in town. Whether they're for a gift or for your family, we have all types. Roasted and salted, honey roasted, praline, chocolate honey baked, or creamy white chocolate pecans. Don't miss the double chocolate bourbon pecan pies. Open on Black Friday. Follow Sweet Creek Farm Market on Facebook for specials. Sweet Creek Farm Market, 2 miles south of Taylor Road and Highway 231. In Pike Road.
Marguerite's is having a pre-Thanksgiving blowout now through Wednesday night only. You heard me. Doorbusters! Pearl studs, $29. Pearl necklaces, 62-inch, $39. Pearl diamond studs, $99. Bolo and Diamond by the Art bracelets, $149. All Boulevard watches, 49% off. Men's, ladies' bands, all of them, 49% off. Diamonds, you hear that? 60% off! Never had a blowout like this. Only till Wednesday night. 10 to 7 p.m. Marguerite's Peptree Shop Center.
Hi, this is Carol Kennedy with Camo Country, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for many years, and we appreciate Blue Water Broadcasting helping promote Camo Country.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Lee County's district attorney says they have good reason to believe human remains found on a road belong to missing 19-year-old Anaya Blanchard. Lee County DA Brandon Hughes said Monday that the remains were found on County Road 2 in neighboring Macon County near New Hope Baptist Church. Police have charged two men with kidnapping in the case. Anaya Blanchard was last seen October 23rd in Auburn. A memorial is planned this evening for Lowndes County Sheriff Big John Williams. Williams was shot and killed Saturday night outside a convenience store in Hayneville. 18-year-old William Chase Johnson, who's charged with the sheriff's murder, made his first court appearance today. And Alabama researchers are studying new ways to recycle plastics. Troy University says its recently established Center for Material and Manufacturing Sciences has received a $2.7 million grant to look at new methods of recycling plastic waste. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. As we look ahead to the rest of this Thanksgiving week, there's always seems to be at least one storm system involved. And this week, that will arrive on Tuesday night. Our forecast for tonight, mostly clear, not as cold as last night, the overnight low 43. Tomorrow is a comfortable day, high of 73. Much of the day is dry, slight chance of an isolated shower somewhere. Otherwise, showers and maybe some thunderstorms begin Tuesday night into the first half of the day Wednesday. That's Thanksgiving Eve. High temperature Wednesday up to about 73. And then the holiday forecast, Thanksgiving Thursday, a partly cloudy day, high up to about 66. That looks pretty good. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I have room for one more Facebook friend. If you want that spot, please shoot me a note. Let me know you're listening because I like to have listeners. And speaking of which, my Facebook friends and real friends, the Lacombs, are with us. And you wanted tequila.
Well, kind of. If you want to do a round of shots now, Greg, hey, why not? You know what I mean? So,
I'm feeling festive now.
Ooh. Good.
Me too.
Yay.
So why not? Yes, it's especially useful at a time of the year when stress can accumulate.
Do you have feelings of inadequacy? Do you suffer from shyness?
Yes.
Do you sometimes wish you were more assertive?
Yes.
If you answered yes to any of these questions, ask your doctor or pharmacist about tequila. Tequila is the safe, natural way to feel better and more confident about yourself and your actions. Tequila can help ease you out of your shyness and let you tell the world that you're ready and willing to do just about anything. You'll notice the benefits of tequila almost immediately. And with a regimen of regular doses, you can overcome any obstacles that prevent you from living the life you want to live. Shyness and awkwardness will be a thing of the past, and you'll discover many talents you never knew you had. Stop hiding and start living with tequila. Tequila may not be right for everyone. Women who are pregnant or nursing should not use tequila. However, women who wouldn't mind nursing or becoming pregnant are encouraged to try it. Side effects may include dizziness, nausea, vomiting, incarceration, erotic lustfulness, loss of motor control, loss of clothing, loss of money, loss of virginity, delusions of grandeur, table dancing, headache, dehydration, dry mouth, and a desire to sing karaoke and play all night rounds of strip poker, truth or dare, and naked twister. Warning, the consumption of alcohol may make you think you're whispering when you're not, is a major factor in dancing like a retard, may cause you to tell your friends over and over again that you're in love with them, also may cause you to think you can sing. Alcohol may lead you to believe that ex-lovers are really dying for you to telephone them at 4 a.m. Alcohol may make you think you can logically converse with members of the opposite sex without spitting. It may create the illusion that you are tougher, smarter, faster, and better looking than most people, and it may lead you to think people are laughing with you. Alcohol may cause pregnancy, and it also may be a major factor in getting your ass kicked. So what are you waiting for? Stop hiding and start living with tequila.
Tequila! 545. That never gets old. That's
never,
one of the,
never.
And, you know, there's a lot of truth in that, in to the extent that, because I think most of my listeners know I'm a recovered alcoholic, but the reason, and I, you know, wasn't because I had this lust for the taste. I mean, most hard liquor is putrid.
Yep.
Beer makes you belch. I couldn't tell one beer from another. I love these. I must have a craft beer. Craft, not crap. Craft beer. To me, it all tastes the same and it all looks the same going out.
Right.
Mm-hmm. A puddle.
And hard liquor had one advantage. You could get that knot in your stomach loosened up a little faster. with hard liquor. But it was because it gave me a power. You know, a lot of us in this business, and this is why a lot of us in this business end up with these issues, we're totally okay in a studio. It's like in Miami in the early 80s. Anytime I turn my mic on, I have 40,000 people listening at minimum. But I'd say whatever I had to say, turn the mic off, and I felt so alone.
Wow.
So it's about, you know, I've spoken at some meetings and things and said it wasn't about, it was a power I just could not find within to have. Or I just, you know, I was at parties, I'd be a wallflower. And the first time I had a couple of beers,
life's a party.
Yeah. And, you know, it was not at a point where I'd make an ass out of myself. I just felt, but here it becomes, and this is a theory. Here's something fun to talk about at the family dinner table besides Obamacare. What is it they want us to talk about this year? The left, they want us. Climate change.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Hey, gang, pass the gravy and can we talk about climate change?
Screw you!
That's all you need to say. Who cares? Point I was going to make before I distracted myself, brain damage is part of the alcoholic experience, and I'm having some at the moment. You know what fixes that? Real quick, a traffic update. And then I'm going to come back to the point I was going to make before I wandered away.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are still very busy. I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery are merging nicely, though, at this time. We do have an accident, I-85 northbound at Chantilly Parkway. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. We're still very heavy on the boulevard at the lights all the way around the city. Highway 231 to Wetumpka, still a lot of cars there. 31 to Prattville still has a little bit of congestion. And 65 northbound to Prattville, very heavy traffic. Copsford Road showing some very heavy traffic from I-65 inbound to downtown. Use caution, drive carefully this afternoon, and remember, when you're in an accident, you got a lot of questions and you need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal service is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
There are more distracted drivers this time of year. Don't be a distracted driver. Put your phone away while you drive. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
Are you feeding a large crowd on a budget this Thanksgiving? U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner, has you covered. Turkeys, hams, holiday sides, and delicious desserts. U.S. Foods Market Store can even outfit your kitchen, from pots and pans all the way to paper goods and utensils. Come by and visit the familiar, friendly faces at U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner, at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. They're open Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
Fresh cut Fraser fir, Christmas trees, and wreaths are now available at Southern Homes and Gardens. Individually stored in water, our fresh cut trees stay perfectly hydrated from the moment we receive them until the moment you take them home, ensuring the highest quality all season. From 6 to 14 feet, we've got the perfect size tree for any space. Plus, fresh cut wreaths for doors, windows, and mantles too. Fill your home with the aroma of the holidays. Fresh cut Christmas trees and wreaths. In stock now at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Hi, it's me, your nose. I'm so congested. Use the Vicks Cydex Nasal Spray, would you? Mouth breather. Yeah, the Vicks Cydex Nasal Spray starts working in seconds and lasts for up to 12 hours.
I can breathe again. Vicks Cydex Nasal Spray is incredible. I feel like a whole new nose. Oh!
let's buy a new car so we can smell it. Oh, we're really breathing now.
For nasal congestion relief, get Vicks Sinex and breathe freely fast. Use as directed.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
This is Jesse's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
As a nurse, not making it to work was not an option. But driving through the snow with my wiper blades struggling, I just didn't feel safe. So I pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts, and before I knew it, an employee was offering to install the wiper blades on my car. I got to stay out of the snow for a moment, and I still made it to work on time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Good news, everyone.
That the impeachment clown show is, according to polling just out today, a mammoth epic failure with independents. And not really a surprise, because anybody that's bothered to watch, and the ratings on this whole thing, by the way, have gone down daily since the first day. The demented Democratic voter base, they're eating it up, you know, but they've needed something to pleasure. They've needed something that they could macerate their strawberries over, you know? Like, wow, they're finally going to impeach the guy. Gee. There's only one problem. It's high crimes and misdemeanors, and gossip is not a high crime or misdemeanor, which is all they've got. Mm-hmm. The Democratic debate, the most recent one, was down 20% from the one the month before. And the more I see that old bag, Elizabeth Warren, who is probably the most dangerous in the bunch, she's got no chance to win, but she's crazy. Mm-hmm. They're doing the same thing, pandering, and, you know, oh, the rich and all this. Oh, God. If you thought 4 years of would have been a flesh-crawling, intolerable nightmare, imagine 2 years of the worst grandmother you can imagine, the Wicked Witch of the West, shrieking. Oh, God, that woman. In her jackets, her ugly jackets. So that the good news is support for impeachment outside the demented Democratic base is plummeting, and the last impeachment hearing got just over 6 million viewers. That's with all the networks covering it, by the way. So, in other words, most of America is just saying, I don't care.
They're over it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They know there's nothing there.
Yeah.
And, well, some may be disappointed. I don't know why. Just go with it. Enjoy the results, for God's sake. The one thing we have failed to do this afternoon, I wanted to hear a little of this Mr. Rogers censored. This is the actual Mr. Rogers. And once again, Tom Hanks looks nothing like this guy. I just want to hear a little bit of this.
I have f***ing on my mind today because you and I have been invited to visit the f***ing Karamazov brothers. I don't think they f***, but they make a lot of other things f***. They're rehearsing at a neighborhood theater, and they said we could come. So let's just go there now and see what the f***ing Karamazov brothers really do. Because you...
They're jugglers, apparently. I didn't... Whoa.
Fred, you made it. I'm so glad. Please come up. Meet the guys.
Wow, you all are fabulous.
Yeah. Thanks a lot. Fred Rogers, this is Howard Patterson.
Nice to meet you.
Glad to meet you, Howard.
Paul Magid.
Hello, Paul.
Glad to meet you.
And Michael.
Hello, Michael.
Glad to meet you. Now, I'd like you all
to meet my television neighbors.
Oh.
This is the f***ing Karamazov. You were passing those, what do you call these?
We call them
passing them back and forth and moving the whole time. Could I touch one?
Oh, please, hold one.
Oh, this is quite light.
It weighs about half a pound. It's made out of plastic.
So it's not the same kind of thing that you would have in a...
No, no. Way much more than these.
But you go like that.
Yeah, oh, you're good.
Good. Well, I love to see you do those things. Now, somebody told me that you play with these as well. Is it?
Yes, we do with these and with other things. Also, we have some over here that we play with. Well, would you like to see those?
I would, yes. Thank you. You are just great. No wonder people call you the
Karamazov. Wow, behind the scenes.
That was fun, and nobody was killed in the making of that video. Mr. and Mrs. Lacombe, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us,
Greg. Always a pleasure,
and
man.
We'll look forward to, if not before, when you are back from San Francisco.
In March.
We will give you guys the rundown for the debauchery going on
Please,
the streets.
Please, have a
there,
great so. Thanksgiving.
Thank you, you too, sir.
Seth.
Thank you.
And Rosie,
who Greg.
Will probably spank me after I turn the microphone off. It's 5:57. Rusty and David are next.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are still very busy. I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery are merging nicely, though, at this time. We do have an accident, I-85 northbound at Chantilly Parkway. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. We're still very heavy on the boulevard at the lights all the way around the city. Highway 231 to Wetumpka, still a lot of cars there. 31 to Prattville still has a little bit of congestion. And 65 northbound to Prattville, very heavy traffic. Cobbsford Road showing some very heavy traffic from I-65 inbound to downtown. Use caution, drive carefully this afternoon, and remember, when you're in an accident, you got a lot of questions and you need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal service is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
It sounds simple, and you hear it often, but if you enjoy holiday cheer in the form of alcohol, please don't drink and drive. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
27 years ago, Steve Worth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Worth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Worth Cleaners who they are today. Along with Worth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same-day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Worth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road.